We often talk about films and television or gallery tours or theatre with the theme of audio description because it makes a huge amount of difference for people who are blind or partially sighted. Indeed, I use audio description if I go to the cinema because it kind of helps me immerse myself in the movies once again. Well, kind of film-related topic we're going to be chatting about now. Sam Wilson is with us from Into Film. We're going to be chatting a little bit about an event taking place in November, which is also going to include some audio description. Sam, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So tell me, first of all, Sam, a little bit about the festival which is coming up in November.
Absolutely. So this is the biggest free film festival for young people in the world. We're expecting about 500,000 attendees across 3,000 film screenings and events in the UK. And that's a choice of 150 films, lots of speakers, hundreds of them, and workshops across 600 UK cinemas. So we're absolutely everywhere. The festival, it's basically a phenomenal opportunity to showcase the benefits of watching a film on the big screen. Often we're introducing young people to films and cinemas potentially that they may not be familiar with, and hope that that then builds a lifelong affinity for film and their local cinema. And also, because we work predominantly with schools, we show the real learning benefits of coming out of school to the cinema through teaching resources and a programme that ties in with relevant curriculum that allows teachers to bring the trip back to the classroom for follow-on discussion.
Okay, so they're not just coming to watch a film and then that's it. This can be taken further in the classroom. I mean, will they hear from sort of experts or people they can question as well?
Yeah, we've got a couple of hundred film industry experts and professionals, as well as many different charities. So the BBFC will talk about life as an examiner and encourage students to think of whether they'd give the film a 12A or a 15. We've got DIY filmmaking workshops. We've got UK Space Agency talking about A Beautiful Planet in IMAX screens. And then people like the Mental Health Foundation and Stonewall and Oxfam, just giving a little more context to the films that they're talking alongside.
It sounds a very immersive programme. It sounds very comprehensive. And, you know, there's going to be a huge amount that young people are going to get from this, no matter what their background.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is the kind of gold standard of film watching to go out, see it on the big screen with your peers, and no one can be wrong. If you don't like the film, that's fine. Just explain why, and those kind of skills for kind of bringing to life what your opinion is about a film are kind of absolutely valuable. And there's so many different benefits, you know, the educational benefits, inclusivity of sharing that opinion. It's very, very valuable.
And that inclusivity showing through as well, because there will be audio described performances too.
Absolutely, yes. We remain committed to ensuring the festival activities are accessible and widely available as possible. Over half of the screenings are going to be on offer to those with a sensory impairment through audio description and subtitling for the hearing impaired also. The visual narration tracks are going to be available widely and wherever venues can provide headsets, essentially. And we're always looking to encourage groups, specifically school groups with sensory impaired children, or those groups where there may just be one child with a sensory impairment who can just enjoy the film along with their mates.
In terms of the films themselves, will there be a wide variety of movies?
Yeah. And we've just confirmed that Paddington 2 is going to be our pupil premiere, as we call it, that launches the festival in Leicester Square. And we have other previews happening through the festival. We have the Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs story, Battle of the Sexes, with Emma Stone and Steve Carell. And the director of Tangerine, his new film, The Florida Project, will also preview in the festival. But then across the board, we have like the latest blockbusters. We've got the new Blade Runner, Dunkirk, which is going to work really well. Eco-docs, like the new Inconvenient Truth sequel, Chasing Coral, awards highlight, La La Land, Moonlight, and then classics. So we have some clips from the archive through the ICO and films like Gandhi and Close Encounters that young people may not have seen before.
I like when you say classics from the archive and you talk about films I've seen when I'm...
No. I mean, a classic seen as 18 years ago at the moment, and you'd be amazed at what can be deemed as classic.
A huge wealth of movies. I mean, you could probably even encourage people to start watching a particular genre they've never had any interest before.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about taking them on a bit of a journey. So bringing them in, come and watch maybe one of the new animations like Lego Ninjago, and then think a bit about that type of animation and other films that have been made that maybe are a little more challenging from the past.
Fantastic. Well, Sam, it sounds an amazing event. A huge amount's going to be packed into this. And as you say, you know, the education, the experiences will go beyond the cinema itself as well. If people would like more info, what are the details? Where, when, and how can they get more?
So please visit www.intofilm.org/festival. That's where everything will be. People can search by the postcode mostly, see what's on near them, and then filter by the different age groups that they might work with. But also, we do have a booking line, 020-394-4311. So people can just give a call and find out what's going on.
Fantastic. Sam, best of luck with the event, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.